Good news, boppers. The big alert has been called off. It turns out that the early reports were wrong. All wrong. Now, for that group out there that had such a hard time getting home, sorry about that. I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back after a long hiatus there. Thanks for joining me again, and if this is your first night, then just plain welcome. Well, we started off the show with the Meekins and Where Were You? And a good hit there. That was one of their singles back in 1978. Cool post-punk British band. Check them out. There's some cool hits out there too, like I Guess I'll Dance By Myself. It's a cool another hit. Well, yeah, let's talk about it. So I'm back. This has been the first show we've had in about 2 weeks. I apologize for the long delay between posts, but tell you the truth, it all comes down to time, bandwidth cost, and really having the time to make the show work. So I do thank everybody that has subscribed and has kept the subscription going. And again, this is a treat for myself whenever I can get in here and do these recordings. And again, let's just kind of take it for what it's worth and run with it. You know, I do want to go ahead and just announce that due to time and like I said earlier, the bandwidth and all that, I really can't do two shows a week. I know you're all broken up about it. So here's the deal. I'm gonna go ahead and just sign up for and try to guarantee you at least one show a week. I'm gonna try to post them every Monday. Seems like a little easier task for me to go that route. If there's a chance, I will dump, you know, a Friday show here and there, but I'm gonna just commit to doing at least one show a week for now. Now, if later on things do change and I can't pick it up again to twice a week on a more consistent basis, obviously I'll post that and you guys will know. All right, so got that out of the way. Here we are. It's a Monday show, July 9th. It's going to be a good week here. My birthday coming up soon here on this next upcoming Sunday. So I think I'm going to end up doing a show that Monday or maybe that Friday. Well, who knows? Like I said, we'll see what happens. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just start off tonight with some new music I've been listening to. And usually on Mondays I go about, you know, I was talking about new releases coming out tomorrow, Tuesday. And we will feed into that. We're going to have a lot of new songs we're listening to today, or stuff that I've been listening to that are new releases. You know, the past couple weeks have been kind of dull when it comes to new releases, new music. But we're going to talk about, first thing is the new Everclear. Yes, Everclear released a new album. It's been a while for them, and the album here is called Invisible Stars. They released back on June 26th, so like I said, about two or three weeks ago. And it's not very different from past Everclear albums or songs. When you hear, you know, like Father of Mine and Santa Monica and Buy You a New Life, I mean, those are huge hits they're known for. And you kind of just, they put their stamp on it. Once you've heard an Everclear song, you can kind of recognize when it's them. Not too different, which I don't mind when a band doesn't change dramatically. You know, everything doesn't have to have synthesizers and reverb and crazy stuff just to reinvent themselves. I don't think every band has to. I know a lot of bands do and do it well, and then you have bands that try something so different that it does kind of take away from what got you there in the first place, which we'll talk about when we, you know, get to the new Linkin Park album, which I think fell into that. So without further ado, we are going to start off the night with the new Everclear. I'm going to play a single here in a sec, but I want to just touch base with any of the new users. And of course, some of our returning and very loyal, you know, listeners and subscribers. We are located at midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com. On that website, you can post, comment, subscribe right there on the page. On the right side, you can link to our RSS feed. You can click through iTunes where you can subscribe, which is, again, one of the bigger formats. And remember, spread the word, guys. I do this for fun. I do this for you guys. If you like the music, you tune in, right? If you don't like it, you don't. But there's enough of you out there that do like the show. I get emails about it. All the people telling me, hey, where's the show? What happened? Are you done? Are you quitting? No, I'm not. It's just real life does revolve, you know, around everything I do. And this is one of the things that I enjoy doing, and I couldn't just dedicate enough time to it like I want to. But here I am, you know, pulling it together for everybody. So remember, comment, post, everything like that. You keep emailing me. Our email is midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. And also, we have a Facebook page where you can like us on Facebook, and all of our posts and themes and everything go there, facebook.com/midnightmixtapes. All right. That's over with. Let's go ahead and jump into our first song off of the new Everclear album called Invisible Stars. And the first song we're going to listen to is Tiger in a Burning Tree.
A friend of mine woke me up to tell me about his dream. All the lights in the world went black. He felt like a tiger in a burning tree. It was like he was late for something that he did not want to see.
Yeah. junkie needs a hard drug. We are poison to each other. We are like opposites attract on crack. Sometimes you hit me in my sleep. We are poison to each other. We'll never be friends. We are a bad movie that never ends. You call my house, wasted late at night. Wanna come over and get in my bed? Maybe you just wanna fight. Please, 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 baby, leave me alone. I know you blame me for a not so happy home. I cheated on you, you cheated on me. We will never be happy until we see each other toothless and crazy living on the street. You call my name.
Without You. Awesome little song off their new album, Invisible Stars. So, like I said, good, simple. They don't change it up very much. Art doesn't change things too much. And I like that. I think that Everclear has a formula that works for them. You know, Everclear fans expect them to be a certain level of just simple nostalgia. I mean, every time I listen to one of their songs, it is just an instant nostalgia hit. I feel like I'm back in 94 just listening to, you know, all my older friends jamming out to them. And this whole album, it goes up and down. I mean, there's some really fast stuff, some really just fun poppy stuff, like the first song we heard, The Tiger in a Burning Tree, which I really enjoy. It was different, right? Just a little, just poppy. And then all the way down to where it's kind of funny, like he can't get away from singing about California. There's a song on here named Santa Ana Winds, which might as well be Santa Monica, but I guess he just couldn't cover his own song and call it new again. Just kind of funny. Anyways, but that's the new Everclear. It's come out about a week and a half ago. Pretty decent, pretty cool. If you like that style of music and you like Everclear and don't want to, you know, just change it up too much, pick it up. I really enjoyed listening to it. And there you go. So speaking of nostalgia, let me ask you guys a question out there. I recently was reading something that Jimi Hendrix's estate, just bear with me here, estate is trying something crazy. Now, here's the deal. If you're a huge Jimi Hendrix fan, all right, just the biggest guy. I love Jimi Hendrix. I love their music. I love his music. The whole, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you know, psychedelic experience was fucking amazing. And obviously a great performer and a showman. I mean, I've only seen videos and, you know, Woodstock, the movie and all that. But hear this. Would you pay good money? I'm talking 50, 60, 70 bucks, which some of the higher end bands now are charging for their shows, to see him in concert today? But here's the catch. It's a hologram. I'm telling you, serious shit. The estate of Jimi Hendrix is working with some technology to where it's basically like when you went to Disneyland and saw, you know, Captain Zio, when Michael Jackson was dancing on there on the, you know, little Disneyland ride where he's dancing hologram. That's kind of what they're doing now. They're trying to set it up to where they'll have a live band, a live action band, but they're going to have a hologram of Jimmy playing on stage, interacting with them and everything. I don't know. I mean, shit, it's like almost paying to watch a video. I don't know if I'm going to be willing to do that or not. But the crazy thing is, they're not the only people thinking about it. You have the estate of Elvis and the estate of Jim Morrison doing it. So it'd be kind of interesting, kind of crazy. I don't know. But they're working on it to start doing a whole tour of, you know, them, you know, just basically having them relive in hologram form. Who knows? That might be where everything ends up going, you know? But I thought it was a pretty cool catch there. And let's move on. The next thing we're going to cover is the new Linkin Park album, Living Things. So here's the deal. I'm just going to come out right and say that I really didn't like any of the songs on here. Maybe there was one, maybe two songs that were okay. And I'll play them right here. But here's my deal. Remember I talked about not really changing it up too much? And then you have those bands that change it way too much? Linkin Park went the latter route. They went a little too far. Let's just kind of hear what these songs are. And I am going to go ahead and start off the set with Lies, Greed, Misery. Here it is, New Linkin Park.
I'ma be that nail in your coffin, saying that I softened. I was ducking down to reload, so you can save your petty explanations. I don't have the patience before you even say it. I know you let your pride or your ego talk slick to me. No, that is not the way I get down. And look at how you lose your composure. Now let me show you exactly how the breaking point sounds.
I wanna see you choke on the lies, swallow up your grave.
Tell you, I'm not the failure. I would rather live and let be. But you came with the right kind of threat to push me to let you. No, you can't intimidate me. You did disrespect me so clearly. Now you better hear me. That is not the way it goes down. You did it to yourself and it's over. Now let me show you exactly how the breaking point sounds.
I wanna see you choke and alive. Swallow up your grave.
Dust to dust. Let tomorrow choices we made. Skin and bone, steel to rust. Ash to ashes, dust to dust. Your deception, my disguise.
Like I said, that's the new Linkin Park. The last song there was Skin and Bone. Skin to Bone, excuse me. Off the new album, Living Things. So, here's my deal. Both of these songs were the ones that I felt were the most bearable. I don't like to trash an album every fucking time I hear it, you know. But I've been having a lot of ups and downs recently with bands that I expect some, at least a couple of hits, you know. Not everything has to be gold, because not everything I like is gold, you know, but still. The new Linkin Park seems like, even with like Lies, Greed, and Misery, that one there should have followed in parentheses, you know, Skrillex remix. Seriously, it felt like one of those songs that was remixed like crazy. These new, you know, D&B and, you know, just the new style of music, you know, that whole, you know, having a lot of synthesizers and just that in your face kind of thing. And the reason why I even like these songs is it was more rap than rap rock. And I like rap rock, like Rage. I like Limp Bizkit and shit. I like it. But it was just too out there, too different. And like I said, it seems like a lot of technology was just driving this album. You listen to it from beginning to end, I'm telling you, if you didn't skip over the songs to just get to my commentary, I'm telling you, I don't blame you for it. Now, there might be people out there that enjoy it, you know? And it's just not my taste, I guess, you know, and like I said, I'm not any authority. I just figured if we like the same kind of music, we kind of have the same opinion. But hey, there it is. I just gave you something new, something to talk about, something to bash me about online, but whatever. That's the new Linkin Park. So if you like it, great. If you don't, we're on the same page. So next song I'm going to talk about here is a new hit that I've been kind of listening to recently, and it's a song called Silk Pillow. And it's a collaboration, there you go, collaboration between the Childish Gambino mixtape. So Childish Gambino is a rapper, and still a newer rapper, but he has this style, like just like straight up good flows and a good mix of old school like spitting and new age music mixings. I'm not afraid of new age stuff. I'm not afraid of electronics and the newer style of music. I'm not. It's just it needs to be done well. And I think that this collaboration between Childish Gambino and Beck, because Beck's always in the foyer of newer stuff, new technology. He's experimented with his music. And at a time, people thought his albums were just out there and weird, you know? So like I said, everybody has an opinion. And like I said, I could be wrong. But I dig this hit. This is a good song, a good example of what old school and new school and just two different genres mixed together can do. So here it is, off the Childish Gambino mixtape, featuring Beck, Silk Pillow.
Surveillance playback, saw you lose face, disgrace. God forbid you fall off of the face of the earth to chase the black hole of what you thought it was worth today.
Don't shoot the piano player.
I heard them say it was your fault. Centrifugal force, you got caught. Convict, monotonous, a verdict thoughtless as you read it out loud.
At least I was being relatively honest.
Standing in your office, trying to speak to some anacondas, eking solace from the sawdust while your doppelganger stands topless. No one notices they got their own dramas. Drama-ramas, melodramas.
You draw commas on the eyes of Madonnas
and wonder why you can't turn traumas into nirvanas.
Mess your head up, still run with these young bucks, still running on jet fuel, still pimping on what was I thinking? I wasn't, what am I drinking? I'm buzzing, speaking the weekends, I used to fuck with your cousin, I used to rap about nothing, now I rap about nothing, but that nothing was something that ain't nobody was bumping, see I still got it boo boo, just the dad'll do you, wonders if you don't wanna be under some gross dude, but most girls will do it just for a corner seat at Nobu, I bet your daughter's perfect, he say it like he know you. My daughter isn't living yet at Water Village, idiot. Their flow's dumb, but that royalty's the silliest out there.
Someone tell these niggas I ain't fucking around. Fly them all to Vegas, man, we hold it down. Living for the present, nigga, we fuck futures. Sipping on some whiskey, these bitches drinking kombucha. Recession means more oppression, these niggas will shoot ya. Rio de Janeiro, these bitches looking like Shusha. Talk with anacondas, at least I'm being honest. I'm trying to turn these kiki palmas into baby mamas. Baby mama, I'm your baby mama. Man, let your boy drown, they ain't save me mama. They ain't save me mama. They ain't save me mama. Silk pillow for that new week.
That was off the Childish Gambino mixtapes, Silk Pillow, featuring Beck. Said, cool jam, a lot of old school kind of feel to it, and plus mixing the new style of music. Cool, interesting, I love the vocab, I just love being able to understand somebody when they're rapping. So, that's my take, I like it, look him up, Childish Gambino, Awesome. And I'm going to just jump right into the next artist. So tomorrow, there'll be a new release of Aesop Rock. So Aesop Rock is a rapper from San Francisco. He's been out for a bit. He has just a really quick, kind of just fast rap style that I like. And a cool little beat here. The name of the album is called Skeleton. And it's releasing tomorrow. And the song we're going to listen to tonight is actually going to be Zero Dark 30. Just listen to it, kind of a cool, fast beat. I like it. It caught my attention, and I think you might enjoy it. And here it is with Aesop Rock and Zero Dark 30.
Child of oak lunch jumped over plunging necklines. Up beside tongue tied hungry enzymes. Devolved in a mothman munching textiles. Punisher out past go time. Back tense fried worms chubbier. Brown grass both sides. Canned food, man-made tools. Lanacane band-aids, mandrake root. Bindle on a broomstick. Pancake shoes and a handshake groove. Campaign can't lose, can't gain. Smoke out moles like a force in nature. Pray fortune return to his favor. Swiftly, maybe in the form of a nest egg. Maybe in the form of a Tesla death ray. Or a solid gold team with something better to celebrate than powder on a face like a flat foot on jelly day. My moral compass will bet shit. Spinning in the shadows of a moral magnet. So supporting the artist or enabling the addict. I mean, I guess it matters to me. I wish it mattered to you. How a thousand virtues kick the same bucket like Chinatown turtles. Roving packs of elusive young become choke low riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue. Down from a huntable surplus to one. 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 Check his own breakneck pulse over colors in a drain. Let him melt sugar skulls in a rain. Glamorized melting. Got it by a levy man of tile silting. Quarter up ahead of a kill screen. No corner cut, no built team. Only a particularly menacing angle perpendicular to everything. Boys room, cherry bomb, boy goon. Very much running with the devil in the Mellotron. Hello, here's where a tale of caution pounds, coffin nails, the bootlegs, a hawkwind. Sawtooth, never mind, straw to gold. Spin hearts on sleeves and a heads on poles. Arm in the maw, fish out fifth like a business card from a jar at the mall. Hey, you like androids, dreaming a carbon applause. Get stuffed with cartoon cigars. Skull pack, netty plot, home to roost around folk back then and what they most lampoon. Shook to the fever, brown with broke ankles. Daisy, decoy pound, no thank you, baby. Failed all basic training, but I spent a couple groundhog's days with a change. Silhouette the guard, last cigarette. Anything less would be a goddamn ridiculous. Broken packs of elusive young become choke low riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue. Down from a huntable surplus to one. 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 Down from a huntable surplus to one.
All right, and that kind of is going to close out the new music kind of deal. You know, that releases tomorrow, and that was Aesop Rock. Aesop Rock, and the album is Skeleton. So that was that song we heard there was Zero Dark 30. So, cool jam, like I said, and kind of very unique in his style. I like it. And I hope you guys enjoy some of the new releases that I've been listening to, plus the new song coming out. So check them out if you're into them. Cool. So let's just jump into the next deal here. I'm going to play some songs that I want to hear and haven't listened to in a bit. I think everyone will enjoy them. I'm going to start off the next set with The Clash, my go-to band there. And we're going to go ahead and play Safe European Home. It's a cool little beat, just a fun, kind of just bopping around the house listening to it the other day, and I thought it fit, you know, just kind of fun. And it's The Clash. You can't go wrong with The Clash. So we're going to play this starting this little block here and hope you enjoy it. Here they are, The Clash.
ordinary. Work in the city, making lots of money. I wanna be an ordinary girl. I wanna be an ordinary. Rise through the ranks of the company, yeah. I wanna be an ordinary girl. I changed my boots for a new power suit. Give a speech at the Women's Institute. I try to look cute and obsess about food. And always watch my P's and Q's. Be successful, never fail. Get turned on by a furniture sale. An ordinary girl. I wanna be an ordinary. Fund my future security, yeah. I wanna be an ordinary girl. I wanna be an ordinary. Lunch with the girls and a flat in Surrey. I wanna be an ordinary girl. I change my boots for a new power suit. Give a speech at the Women's Institute. I try to look cute and obsess about food. And always watch my P's and Q's. Be successful, never fail. Get turned down by a furniture sale. An ordinary girl. Girl. I wanna be an ordinary. Work in the city, making lots of money. I wanna be an ordinary girl. I changed my boots for a new power suit. Give a speech at the Women's Institute. I'll try to look cute and obsess about food. And always watch my P's and Q's. No late nights, no rock and roll. An easy life without a soul. Ordinary girl. Ordinary. Ordinary girl.
Wow, darling.
Cool, cool, cool. Fun, fun, fun. All right. So, hope you guys enjoyed that little punk kind of, you know, grungy set there. I ended that with the Vice Squad and Ordinary Girl. Vice Squad's, they're from England, and they're just kind of like the Clash and just later years. Nice little punk move. They have a great sound, a lot of fun. That was off their London Underground album, released back in 2009, Ordinary Girl. Before that, we had Cannonball by the Breeders. The Breeders we featured before, and I said it has Cam Dio of the Pixies in there. And that was off the Last Splash album back in 1993 for Cannonball. What a fun. Pretty familiar song if you've just kept up with music since then. It's just a cool beat, awesome little lyrics. And then before that, we led with The Clash, Safe European Home, which came off of the Give 'Em Enough Rope album back in 78. So, cool little block there, a lot of fun. Hope you guys are enjoying the show and everything. And like I said before, make sure you comment, rate us, and, you know, like us on Facebook, as well as give us some feedback on the iTunes page, because people do look those reports and kind of just base it off reviews. So more reviews helps us. And again, spread the word, guys, and keep this thing moving. So I'm going to start off I'm going to try to keep this under an hour like I always do. And I'm going to try to maybe even cut a little shorter than that. But hope you guys are having fun with this. And the next set, I'm going to start off with a band called Pastilla, Spanish band. They are singing a song here called Comezón. So, cool band. I've been listening to them for a little bit. And I dig their style, their music. It's in Spanish, but bear with me, guys. It's a cool beat, cool song, if you know the language. And Comezón just means an itch. And so, it's like singing about having an itch in his heart. And just kind of with the feelings he has with that. So, here it is, Pastilla and Comezón. Thank you. that was 33 by the Smashing Pumpkins. Awesome, fun. I haven't heard a song in a while. I heard it on the radio the other day and I tripped up because I never hear that on the radio. And that was, again, that was off of the Melancholy and Infinite Sadness album. It was just one of the most famous ones. Released back in 96. Cool jam there. Before that, we had Matt and Kim, Cameras. That was released back in 2010 as a single. Awesome, fun song. I was introduced to this band here. It's a duo, a guy and a girl, kind of just doing their own synth pop with keyboard and drum. It's fun. It's awesome. I really enjoy it. There's tons, almost all their stuff is just fun, and just pick it up and get it. If you love this song, you'll love everything else. Silver Tiles is a great song there. Yeah, is another one too. It's just fun. Look them up on YouTube. You can find tons of their videos. Then before that, we had Pastilla with Comezón, which I think they released back in 2003. Yeah, about that time, 2003. Comezón, they were based in a Mexican band that kind of joined up in about somewhere in LA. So I think Pacoima or somewhere. They kind of joined up and made this band. And who knows what ended up with them. I really haven't heard about them in a while. But still, I hope you're enjoying it. And we reached the end here, guys. And again, thanks for coming back. Thanks for coming for the first time. And I hope you enjoy the music choices tonight, the new music we talked about, plus some of my little favorites here and there. And again, let's, like I said, there's not going to be a Friday show. If there is, cool. If not, just don't expect it. I'm committing mostly to Monday shows now. But keep hitting me up with your comments, concerns, everything. You can look us up on our website, midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com. Also, my email is midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. Plus, we also have our Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/midnightmixtapes. So, thanks everybody for listening. And I'm going to play the last song here. And it's going to be a song called Revival. It's by the Reverend Horton Heat, which I'm a huge fan there. And I'm also looking forward to the documentary coming out soon. I think it's called 27 to Life. It's going to have like a whole live, you know, DVD kind of documentary about the band. So, it's kind of cool. And I look for that soon. We'll talk about it when it releases. And this is called Revival. It's off of the... I believe it's off of the Revival album, so it's kind of funny, but it's called, it's a cool little deal. I think it kind of fits with the tone of tonight's show. You know, we're coming back, and we're looking for a revival in this, and everyone has been wondering what's going on, but here we are, still kicking, and I hope you'll be back for the next show. Alright guys, here is the Rev with Revival, and you guys have a good night, and thanks for joining the Mini.